Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Fitness with Feldman. I'm excited for today's episode. We have Michelle Fountain from Poughkeepsie CrossFit here. How's it going, Michelle?
It's going pretty good.
Thank you very much for joining us. I wanted to bring Michelle on to talk about some of the different myths that go on with CrossFit and try to give everybody an idea of how CrossFit works and how they could go about getting involved in it. So, Michelle, why don't you give us a little bit about yourself, a little background on you and how you got started in CrossFit.
Okay, so in high school, I played lacrosse as a goalie. I played soccer, and I swam competitively. And then in college, I just stuck with the swimming. I swam for Marist College, ended up getting All-American my senior year. And then after I stopped swimming in about May of 2012, I started CrossFit. So I've been doing CrossFit for 4 years. Was able to qualify for the regional level competition in 2014 and have been doing local and higher caliber competitions since then.
Nice. Give me a little bit of an idea. What kind of turned you on to CrossFit coming out of the swimming world?
I was a very competitive athlete. I liked competition. I liked trying to push myself, and my strength and conditioning coach at Marist said he actually thought it would be a very good fit. So going into CrossFit, I had done CrossFit for about 3 months before I jumped into my first competition, which went pretty well, and then I kind of stuck with it from there.
Nice. Very good. So as a PT, when I first started hearing about CrossFit, I feel like all the information that I heard out of like the medical world was all this really bad stuff, and that it sounded like it was kind of run by the devil and all this crazy stuff. And so not wanting to trust anything that I ever read on the internet, I started looking into it more myself. And actually, when I started looking into it, there weren't really any gyms around. It was basically just a website, and you got some workouts and you did whatever they said on the website. And I remember really thinking I got a great workout out of it. It felt like something that was, you know, really enjoyable. And then you started to see gyms popping up around, and I feel like now, at least in the part of the medical community and the PT community that I'm involved in, the tide has really started to turn as far as what people think about it. I feel like a lot of the more true information is starting to rise to the surface. Mm-hmm. I also think maybe a little bit in the beginning, there were probably some bad apples in the mix that, like any other business, get weeded out, and it makes everybody else look better over the time. As far as your intro or, you know, getting involved in it, coming out of the swimming world, what did you hear about CrossFit before you got involved in it?
I honestly really didn't know anything about it. I kind of walked into the gym pretty blind to everything. We didn't do a lot of weightlifting in my conditioning part of swimming, so that was all very new to me. But with the gyms opening up, and there's a lot of new coaches and new gyms, they do a lot of like fundamental training for new athletes. So when I walked into the gym, I was pretty much one-on-one with a coach, and he was teaching me how to move the barbell properly and how to do it correctly to kind of make sure that I have all of those foundational skills in place before adding weight and adding intensity and things like that.
Nice. Very good. So let's sort of jump into some of these myths here. So I just kind of jotted down a couple myths that I've heard about CrossFit from various different people, or when I tell people that I work with a lot of CrossFit athletes and they start to spout off certain things. So the first thing that I always hear from people is, oh, I'd love to try that, but I need to get in shape first.
I hear that a lot too. There's a couple people who say, oh, I want to come to your gym, I want to try it out, but I need to get in shape. I need to go running. I need to do this first before I come to CrossFit. You can come to CrossFit after not working out for months at a time. As long as you're in the right program with the right coaches at Poughkeepsie CrossFit, as long as you're honest with your coach and let them know what your athletic background is, our coaches are very skilled at modifying workouts, scaling them for you. So if you can't do pull-ups right off the bat, we have a bunch of different progressions to get you to that point. We won't push you to the point of injury or past your abilities, but we will work with you to start from where you are and help you get to your goals.
Nice. The other one I hear from people is, oh, I don't really want to get involved in that. It's kind of like a cult.
We are a very tight-knit community, and we do get that a lot, that everybody in CrossFit is over the top, and that's all they do, that's all they care about. We do a lot of community events, so, and we do them together. So a lot of people see that as a negative thing, but we see it as a very positive thing. For example, it's Memorial Day weekend. We just did a workout in honor of some fallen soldiers. We did a workout called Murph, and everyone came together and did the workout. And then after, we spend some time together and barbecue. And we do a lot of fundraisers. We do fundraisers for people that have had breast cancer and things of the sort. So I don't really see it as a cult. I see it as a better way of getting involved in the community.
Nice. I think from a, you know, PT standpoint, or as I kind of look at it from the outside, kind of before I was involved in it at all, what always struck me about it was just that community aspect. And I think when you walk into a gym or you go in, it's amazing how everybody makes anybody who walks in the door feel welcomed. And so I think that, you know, hopefully that cult aspect is sort of starting to go away. The idea, you know, that sort of misconception's getting drowned out a little bit. The other myth I hear a lot is that it's dangerous, and especially as a PT, people say to me, ooh, how can you, you know, work with those CrossFit athletes? They must have so many injuries or certain things like that. What do you guys tell people about that? How do you kind of dispel that myth?
We have a lot of people that come in with pre-existing injuries, so it's our job as their coach to kind of work around that, see what they're capable of and what might flare up the injury, and we'll stay away from those movements. I personally have been working around injuries since I was 17 years old. So before I started CrossFit, I have degenerative disc disease in my back. And when I started CrossFit, friends and family were very hesitant in letting me continue that path because they were scared that lifting weights was going to make my back kind of fall apart. But I found that working with the right coaches, working with the right physical therapists, they teach you how to move properly, how to move correctly, how to move safely, and I'm able to lift more than I ever had when I was 17 years old and at my worst, and I'm able to keep those injuries under control with the right, just the right knowledge and working with the right people to help you kind of figure that out. And we as your coaches would never push you into doing movements that you don't feel comfortable with if that's something that's aggravating your body. And we're able to find different movements that you can be able to do safely and work around those injuries.
Nice. I think the other thing that I always try and tell people about that is that the guy who wakes up in the morning, goes to work, sits at his desk all day, and then goes home and sits down and watches TV, he never gets hurt because he never does anything.
Yes.
And when that guy decides that he gets it in his mind that he's going to get in shape and he's going to start exercising, that he might have some aches and some pains and he might develop some injuries. He's not developing injuries because of the exercises that he's doing. He's developing injuries because of the 12 years of not exercising and the postures that he's bringing into the gym in the beginning. And so I think that's one of the great things about the fundamentals classes and the on-ramp classes is they get people kind of learning to move right and learning to do things and slowly worked into this idea of exercise. I work with a lot of runners, and I see people who start these like couch to marathon programs and go from sitting on the couch to running 4 miles and their feet hurt. And then they come in and wonder why their feet hurt. And so it's not the running that's hurting their feet. In the same way, it's not the lifting that's hurting people's various joints. It's what they were not doing prior to that.
Right. And I feel like a lot of those people will come in and tell us about all these aches and pains and injuries that they have. And as long as they stick with the program and follow what we're telling them to do, after a few months, those aches and pains eventually start to go away because they're building strength. And like all those supportive muscles are being built up to kind of help those places that felt injured before.
Nice. And we're going to tackle one more myth here. The last myth I hear a lot about is that I would love to do CrossFit, but I'm a runner, I'm a soccer player, I'm a triathlete. And they have this idea that if you're going to do CrossFit, that's all you can do. And I've always looked at CrossFit as a way to train for everything. And yeah, there are competitions and there are people who make fitness their sport. But what do you guys say to people when they come in and say, oh, I'd love to do this, but I'm a runner or a soccer player?
I tell them I wish I knew about CrossFit while I was swimming, because I actually went back to a swim meet after not swimming for over a year, only doing CrossFit, and I put up a time that was very competitive to what I was swimming in college after not swimming for an entire year. I feel like CrossFit can get all of the different muscle groups, and if you come in with a specific sport that you're training for, it's our job as your coach to be able to figure out what we want to do as a supplemental program for you to become better at that sport. A lot of athletes, a lot of national level CrossFitters came with a specific sport background. So there's a lot of track athletes, a lot of swimmers who had started CrossFit as supplemental to their sport. And once their career in that sport kind of came to a close, they ended up just focusing on CrossFit. But I see CrossFit as you don't have to do it every day for 2 hours a day. You can do it three times a week for an hour as a supplement to your sport, and it'll make you a stronger, better athlete.
Nice. Sounds good. Well, thank you very much, Michelle. It was great having you on. Why don't you give everybody a little bit of information? How can they find you guys at Poughkeepsie CrossFit if they're interested and want some more information?
We have a Facebook page, Poughkeepsie CrossFit. Our Instagram is also just Poughkeepsie CrossFit without any spaces in it. And we have a website with all of our class times, our schedule, our pricing, information about our coaches, and information about our gym at PoughkeepsieCrossFit.com.
Nice. Sounds good. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So thank you very much, everybody, for joining us for this episode of Fitness with Feldman, brought to you by Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance. As always, find us on Facebook. If you have any ideas for guests you'd like us to have on, topics you'd like to have us cover, we'd be more than happy to try and work everything out for you. And please try and subscribe on iTunes. Leave a couple reviews. It helps out and helps people find the podcast later on. Thank you and have a great day.